Jerry Bader Show 956. There was one time in history, once, where my liberal relative is actually right, where consumers actually were the job creators. Post-World War II, when because of the Depression, people, and then combined with World War II, when American companies weren't making consumer goods, it all went to the war effort. People needed everything. And then young men came home, married young women, and had all sorts of babies. About 90 million of them when all was said and done. So, yes, in that experimental type incubator of an economy that was post-World War II, when you had virtually no production for a long, long time, virtually no supply, then you had a monstrously increased demand. As men came home and got married and they had babies, lots of them. They needed houses. They created the suburbs. They needed houses and cars and washing machines and furniture. And the United States was pretty much the only one providing those things to Americans at that time. And much of Europe needed American goods and services. That was easy. In relatively normal times, the economy doesn't work that way. If you punish the job creators, those who risk their investment, those who risk everything, those who are creative and innovate new products and then improve upon them, by taking their money, you will not create jobs. It won't be worth the risk to them if you just take it from them. A huge piece of good news on Friday for conservatives in Wisconsin. Tell you what it is in 8 minutes. 9:58.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.